And I'm proud to call him my friend and my brother. He's been there for me. I've been there for him. And most of all, he has the spirit of Jesus in him. And that spirit in the both of us has bound us together, and we are truly one in the spirit. He's the presiding senior pastor and the founder of Glorious Christian Assembly of God. He's married to a woman and one woman. And they have been married now 17 years. Wow. With great testimony. They are blessed with 3 daughters. You see why we are friends and brothers? I present to you this morning, Pastor Leo Ackman. Thank you. God bless you.
The reason I live is to worship you. Ooh, I worship you. Ooh, I worship you. Ooh, the reason I live is to worship you. Ooh, I worship you. Ooh, I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. Don't you guys know that song? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Open your mouth and give God thanks this morning. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and give God thanks. If God has been good to you, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness.
Father, we love you. Can somebody say that with me? Father, we love you.
Father, we love you.
Can you say that again, please?
Father, we love you.
Can you say it louder?
Father, we love you.
Shout it out louder. I love you, Lord. Tell somebody beside you, anybody that is beside you, tell them, I love you with the love of the Lord.
I love you with the love of the Lord.
Amen. I want to thank God for God's servant and the wife. I want to thank God for your precious life. I don't know how to describe our relationship, but I want you to know that we are in a relationship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no word that can qualify a relationship like this. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Call him my friend. Don't use the word friend cheaply. When you meet somebody off the street and you know yourself for 2 weeks, you say, it's my friend, I met a new friend. No, it's an acquaintance. It's not a friend. Because when you have problems and that person is still standing by you, that is a friend.
Come on.
Not a friend that is coming to do business with you. And then when there's no business, no friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I love the Lord. Yes, and I thank God for their lives. Can you clap and clap for them? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, choir. I love you so much. I wish I can transport you to where I'm going. I love you so much, all of you. I want everybody to sit down, pick up a pen and paper, sit down. And then begin to write some things down. I wanted to preach a message this morning, but my spirit had been so troubled since morning, very early in the morning, and the Lord switched that message. So I had to get a new message. Amen? And this is what God wants you to hear today. Because if you don't hear and function in this message that I'm about to preach, no matter what blessings you have, you will lose it. And I see some people go to, you know, in Africa, we don't, water doesn't run from the house in every home. I grew up in the village. I'm not joking, I grew up in the village. And in my village, there's no electricity. And there's no water from flowing in the house. So we have to go to the stream. Not swimming pool, stream. Then when we go there, you have to have a bucket or a well where we pull water out of the ground and then you pour it into your thing. You do it. My hand used to be like, my God, it was a very rough place. But thank God for America. Praise the Lord. My hand used to be very rough because of pulling water like that. And then you carry it in a very big basin and you walk for 3 miles. I'm telling you, I would have been taller than this. But because of those things I used to carry, I became stout. God bears my witness, I'm telling you. My daughter is 11 years old. She's almost as tall as me. She's right here. I told my wife, do you now see that our family has tall people? Because of the things I used to carry on my head. May the Lord take away every burden from your head. So this morning, so some people used to go to that same stream that we used to go, but they'll carry basins, and when they carry basins, sometimes their basin or their bucket leaks. But because they don't have any other thing, they will use their hands to try to seal the hole, but just to get the water home, to go and put it in another container. So while they are going, the water that was full becomes half full because of leakage. I discovered that many people are blessed. The word of God is a word of blessing. The moment that word is spoken to you, no matter who speaks it, even if it's a baby, the Bible says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, he has ordained strength. There is power in the word of God. But listen to this. When once that word of God is spoken, people go back home with blessing. But there is a leakage in their life. And the blessing begins to leak.
that between here and your house, all the blessings have leaked out. But do you know something that happens when a bucket like that is leaking? We take it to people, a certain kind of people, and they seal it. When you don't have money to buy a new basin or a bucket, you take it to some roadside people and they help you seal it. This morning, God has sent me to help place a seal on anything that will cause your blessings to leak. Your blessings cannot leak anymore. If you can be blessed for one day, just one day of blessing, your life can never be the same. So this morning, as I was praying, the Lord instructed me, place a seal on the things that are going to cause the blessings of my children to leak. We are in the 3 days of visitation, and we've been preaching and praying, and it's been very exciting. But some people are going to lose it. But thank God that you came this morning. Get the CDs, get the tape, listen to them over and over and over and over and over again. And I'm telling you, your life cannot be the same. I have never in my life, since 1990, I got born again, I have never needed encouragement. I have never lacked. I have never lacked. I remember one day with my brother, he was about to leave for basic training. As Dr. Sani was about to leave for basic training, the Holy Spirit witnessed in my heart to go to his house. And I went to his house and I said, "Sir, let me drive you around town. I don't know what is. I'm going to miss you so much. You're going to leave. But I just feel like spending a little time with you. I know your wife needs you. She's pregnant. But let me spend a little time with you." And we were driving around town. We drove around town. We passed many places. And suddenly we got to a place. The Holy Spirit just witnessed. I said, "Let's turn in and look at this church." As we turned in, we met the pastor of the church. As we met the pastor of the church, the pastor said, "Where are you guys from?" He said, "We're from Nigeria." "Oh my God, I like your accent. You guys are good. My father," he was so excited. And he said, "Can you guys come preach for me on Sunday?" And this man needed money to go back, but nobody to ask for money. Who are you going to ask for money in America? It's new in the country. Do you know that that man gave us an invitation, met us for the first time, never saw us before, invited us to preach, gave us, both of us, his evening slot to preach, and we preached 20 minutes each, and he gave us offering. That was the offering, the money he needed to go to where he wanted to go. God can never disappoint you if you trust in him. Never. John chapter 14, verse 21. John chapter 14. If you will listen to me carefully, God is going to visit your house this week. That amen is not for your God. Oh. Can you say a loud amen to him? "He that has my commandment and keepeth them, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me." Somebody say with me, "I am a lover of God." Say it like you mean it. "He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and we," I and my Father, "will manifest," appear, "will visit them." Oh, somebody's not saying amen. He says, "When you love me, I will visit you. I will appear to you. I will manifest in your situation." It's a simple key of love. If you love me, you will keep my commandment. When you keep my commandment, I will appear to you. I will visit your life. I will touch you where no other person can touch you. There is an ingredient of love lacking.
I was reading Matthew 22. If you read from verse 36, he says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. He said, Lord, what is the greatest commandment? What is the great commandment? Master, what is the great commandment? He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your everything. And then he said, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. He said, on these two commandments, hang. Somebody say, hang. This thing here is hanging on something. You want to be blessed, it hangs on love. Blessing hangs on love. Favor hangs on love. The promises of God, everything hangs on what? Love. So if you don't love God, it unhangs. Have you seen yourself hang your clothes in the wardrobe? And because there were too many clothes, the thing broke. It couldn't hang. It broke. Many blessings have broken down and scattered and fallen because the love pipe wasn't strong enough. Your love for God is not strong enough to sustain blessings. That's why you are blessed today. Tomorrow it scatters on the floor. Somebody's life must change today. On these two commandments, everybody shout this word. It's hanging. It hangs. Somebody came to me one day. I said, how are you doing? He said, I'm hanging in there. I said, what are you hanging on? He said, I'm just hanging in there. He said, for me, I'm hanging on love. I don't know what you're hanging on. If somebody says hanging in there, ask him what he's hanging on. Because if it is not love, anything you receive will scatter. 1 John chapter 3, verse 11. 1 John chapter 3, verse 11. The Bible says the message of the beginning was not prosperity. It was the message of love. Look at this. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that you should love. What is the message of the beginning? Is that you should do what? Love. This is not the message. Listen, people are preaching all kinds of messages today, but the message of the beginning is the message of what? Love. He said, I will appear to you. I will visit you. We will show ourselves to you. You will be walking with us, and we will be walking in you. This is the message of the beginning. Oh, I read the book of Lamentations. It broke my heart. Lamentations chapter 1, verse 9. Lamentations chapter 1. He says God is looking for a kind of people. He's looking for a kind of people. Look at this. Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 1, verse 9. Look at this. Oh, my God. My God. Hallelujah. Lamentations chapter 1, verse 9. Is that Lamentations? Praise the Lord Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Lord Jesus. Give it to me in King James. Is that King James? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. I've missed that scripture. That's not verse 9, but verse 19. Verse 19. I called for my lovers. God says I was looking for a particular people. I called for my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and my elders gave up the ghost in the city while they sought their meat to relieve their souls. Listen to me. There is no job that can give you satisfaction if you are not doing that job with the love of God in your heart. I sought for my lovers. I was looking for men and women that love me. But they love their job more than me. They love their dogs more than me. They love their house more than me. They love their cars more than me. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Somebody say, Lord, help me now. Give me Psalms 31 quickly, sir. Psalm 31, verse 23. Psalms 31, verse 23. Psalms what? 31. Let's go. Oh, love the Lord, all ye saints. For the Lord shall preserve the faithful and plentifully rewarded the proud doer. God is angry with those that have no love for him. Your blessing is leaking. Your blessing has nothing to hang on. It has nothing to hang on. Love the Lord. Love your neighbor. Love the Lord. Love your neighbor. Love the Lord. Love your neighbor. Love the Lord. Listen to me. If you love God, you can love anybody. Even if the person is an idiot, you still love him. Somebody's not responding this morning. I said, if you love God, even if somebody is an idiot, you still love him. Am I talking to somebody? In Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, he says, love your enemy. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Pray for those ones. You know what? Your problem is that you only pray for those that loves you. Listen to me. Read this scripture with me. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Those are the people that you need to pray for. Give me the next verse. If you pray for those that love you, you are hypocrite. That you may be children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh his son to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. So if you were the owner of rain, you would have cut rain off from some people's houses. Look at this. Give it to me. Give the next verse. For if you love them that love you, what reward have you? So if you love those that love you, you have no reward. Am I talking to somebody this morning? Oh my God, your basket has been leaking. Your basket has been leaking. You only love those that love you. That's why you have no reward. The blessing has come. It cannot stay. Because you only love those that love you. Shout it loud, loud. I repent. For if you love them that love you, what reward have you? Do not even the unbelievers do so. Unbelievers love those that love them. Those that don't love them, they don't love them. Oh, Barry. You love me, I love you. You don't love me, stay by yourself. God says you have no reward. Please, can I preach the Bible today or should I pretend? And your basin should continue to leak. If you love them that love you, what does the Bible say? You have no reward. But if you love them who don't love you and pray for them, guess what? God will be rewarding you like water. My blessing is not leaking this year. I'm not hearing you say it to yourself. I said, my blessing is not leaking this year. Man of God, it's not leaking. It's not leaking. Look for that person that lied against you last week and pray for them. You don't need to go to their house. Just pray for them. Don't pray that God should give them a new car. Don't pray that God should give them a house. Don't pray that God should give them a wife. Don't pray that God should give them money. Pray that God should make them to know him. If somebody knows God, if you pray and somebody knows God and he has a revelation of God, you see, when Paul met Jesus on the way to Damascus, he changed his mind. Instead of persecuting the church, he was preaching the gospel. Am I talking to somebody here? Yes, this is the key. You see, pray that God should open your enemy's eyes to know him. Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Am I preaching good this morning? Am I communicating to somebody? Say with me, thank you, Jesus. I'm not here to say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I am writing a book on love. I have been preaching. One man is an ambassador. He was a former minister of power and steel in Nigeria. And then he just immediately passed ambassador of Canada. Nigerian ambassador to Canada. His name is Ambassador Iyohuse Aye. This man has introduced me to the who is whose. If he knows anybody, the person must know me. He's a must. He met me in 2012 when he relocated to America. And then he said to me, I have never heard anybody preach the Bible and it looks like food. He said, when you are preaching, it's like I'm eating.
Anyway, so this man told me one day, Pastor Leo, I've listened to you preach on money, praises, prayer, this. Please, Pastor, do me a favor. Do a message on love. He said, a message. Sir, I stayed on the topic of love for 4 months. I could not get over it. Different topics. I had over 15 messages from love. And after what happened, he told me, write a book. I'll write the foreword for you. I am packaging the book right now. And in the book, one of the topics inside the book is called the wheel of love. That means love has a wheel. Love has what? A wheel. And that's what I want to talk to you tonight, this morning. Listen to me. I want to talk to you on what I call the 10 C's of love. Say C. A, B, C. The 10 C's of love. If you love them that love you, you have no reward. There is nowhere in the Bible that God says, thou shalt love thy dog. Thou shalt love thy neighbor, not your dog. When I see people writing a sign in front of their house, $100 reward for the person who will find my lost dog. I said, how can't you give somebody $100 reward to win the soul of your neighbor? If you can win that my neighbor's soul and pray for him that he repents, I will give you $100. Instead, you are asking somebody to look for your dog. You give him $100. I don't need that kind of $100. I prayed for a lady. She was unmarried for 8 years. How many years? 8 years. I prayed for her. I prayed for her every Friday. We prayed together. And God had mercy on her. One man was driving past one day. He saw her. He said, I love that lady. He pursued her and chased after her. Did everything. Took her for dinner, everything. And married her eventually. When the man wants to sleep with her, when they want to go to bed in the night, they are eating in the kitchen. They are finished eating. They go to bed. It's time to sleep. The man wants to sleep. He brings the dog in between herself and the man. The dog will stay in between. The man said, please, I don't like to sleep with dogs on the bed. He said, no. My dog has been sleeping with me on the bed for the past 8 years. The man went to the market and bought a small bed for a dog. He said, okay, let the dog stay in the other room and lie down this cozy bed. He said, no. If the dog doesn't lie down on the bed, he said, you know what? Please, I'm going to see Pastor Leo. She came to me. Pastor Leo, can you imagine? This lady doesn't want me to, the dog sleeps on the bed with us. I don't like dogs sleeping on the bed with me. Please, Pastor, talk to her. I said, sister, God has rewarded you with a man. Why should a dog put asunder between you and your husband? She said to me, what should I do with the dog? I said, take the dog and throw the dog in the trash and keep your husband. She said, Pastor Leo, you are mean. You are mean. You are should throw my dog in the trash. I said, the Bible did not say thou shalt love the dog. He said, thou shalt love thy husband. And she did not listen to me. Listen to me. She lost the third husband. She cannot come to me again for prayer. She doesn't even know my number right now. She's afraid. Even if she came to me, I'll tell her, go to Jesus to pray for you. May dog and cats not put asunder. I'm not hearing your... Some of you is like, you have dogs and cats. I say, may dogs and cats not put asunder. Number one, sea of love. Love covers. Sir, please put it on the board. I love that boy. That boy is a hard worker. Can we shout hallelujah for that boy? Hallelujah. Somebody shout, love covers. I'm not hearing you. Church, if you want to preach, if you want me to preach, let's preach together. Come, buddy, say it louder now. Let's go. I'm not hearing you. Love covers. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 12. Quickly. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 12. Hallelujah. Hatred stirred up strifes, But love covers how many sins? All sins. Somebody makes a mistake in the church and you were privileged to know. Why not go secretly and pray for the person instead of taking it to go and tell another person? If what God knows about you, he has told everybody, you will not be sitting here. Do you know that God talks more than you? But how come that he has seen all that you have done? Even the one that you've not even done yet, you are still thinking. Even the one that you are going to do that you've not even yet thought about in 100 years, God has already seen your thoughts afar off. The Bible says God sees your thoughts afar off. So if God should now tell everybody, this man, this is what it's going to be, where would you be today? Love does what? Covers. Pastor, can you imagine? I saw an usher smoking in the parking lot. So now you have told the pastor that an usher is smoking in the parking lot. Is that going to stop him from smoking? Or it's going to be prayer that is going to stop him from smoking? If God were to judge people, even the sun will not even be here. Somebody shall love covers. A man was drunk and he uncovered himself. His son came and laughed at him and mocked him. He woke up and cursed that son. Another son carried a duvet, comforter, went backward, did not look at his father's naked, and covered the father. He was blessed. The other one was cursed. Every time you expose somebody, God will expose you. Love does what? Covers. Tell the person sitting beside you, I'm going to cover you from today. Tell another person on this side, say, I will cover you from today. Love does what? Covers. Number two, because of time, can I rush this thing? Number two, say thank you, Jesus. Love, the love of God has compassion and concern. Say with me, compassion. I'm not here to say compassion and concern. Oh my God. The love of God has what? Compassion and concern. Concern. He's concerned about how the other person is feeling. 1 John chapter 3 verse 16 to 18. 1 John chapter 3 verse 16 to 18. Hereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us. Who have you ever laid down your life for? Have they ever brought a news to you about somebody and you say, please, let us not handle that matter like that. Please, don't repeat that matter to another person. He said, hereby perceive we the love of God. Look at that. Because he laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso had this world's goods and seeth his brother have need. Not want, need. There's a difference between need and want. Some people are greedy. Seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him. How dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed. And in truth. Don't just tell somebody, I love you, I love you. When the person says, I've not paid bills for 3 years. My house is about to be foreclosed. You have 25,000 in your bank account. And the person only needs 2,100. You said, sir, I myself have not eaten for 3 days. The Bible says you are a thief. The blessing you receive in church is clicking. In Luke chapter 10, if you read from verse 25, the Bible says a man was going from Jericho to Jerusalem. He was going from Jerusalem to Jericho. He was going down. In Luke chapter 10, behold, a certain lawyer came to Jesus. Look at this. A certain lawyer came to Jesus, stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Go ahead. He said unto him, what is written in the law? How do you read your own book, Bible, Mr. Lawyer? Give it to me. And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. Oh, the lawyer was so intelligent. He quoted the book. Jesus Christ said, look at the lawyer. He said, whoa, Mr. Lawyer. Look at this. Look at this. Give me the next verse. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt do what? Live. It means that without love, you have no life. You want God to visit you? Listen to me. My grandmother did not give birth to a fool. I never saw my grandmother woke up and said, I am going to visit my great-grandfather that died many years ago. God does not, you can never visit a dead person. God has been intending to visit you, but you are dead. When you have no love, you are, I'm not hearing you. I said, you are. Jesus Christ asked the guy, what is it? The man said, what should I do to inherit eternal life, to have life forever? He said, when you love, you have answered well. You go and love, and you shall live. Because when you are alive, I can visit you anytime. Somebody's coming alive this evening. As you are coming alive, this very month, God shall visit your house. God shall visit your children. God is about to visit your destiny. If you are that person, stand up on your feet and shout hallelujah. Man of God. Amen. Then Jesus Christ brought up a parable. Look at this. And he answering, thou shalt love. Give me the next verse. Give me the next verse. Hallelujah. He said, and he said unto him, thou do this and thou shalt live. Give it to me. But he willing to justify himself, said unto him, who is my neighbor? That's what he was asking Jesus. Who is my neighbor? To justify himself. Jesus Christ looked at him. He said, and Jesus answered him, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves who stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Then the Bible says, and by chance, it was by chance, it was not deliberate. He ran into him, never met him before. By chance, they came down, a priest, a pastor, somebody shout, pastor. A priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. He was going on this side. Though, but the moment he saw the man lying down there, he crossed over to the other side. He does not come to my church. He goes to another church. Oh, somebody's life is changing right now. And likewise, a Levite. A Levite is not a pastor. He's a singer. A singer. Oh, Alexis. Okay, let me leave Alexis. When he was at the place, came and looked on him. The pastor was even good. He passed on the other side because he does not come to his church. But the choir member went and looked very well. He said, this one, if pastor sees me, he said, he left the choir last week. Don't worry. He crossed over to the other side. Look at that. And when he looked on him and passed by on the other side. Look at this. But a certain Samaritan, an unbeliever, he doesn't talk in tongues. He's a Baptist. He's a Baptist. You are a Pentecostal. He's a Baptist. He's not filled with the Holy Ghost. He does not speak. He does not shake when he's praying, but he loves God. A Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had what? Compassion. Somebody shout compassion. Had compassion on him. And went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring oil and wine, and set him on his ass, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. Give it to me. Give it to me. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come back again, I will pay you. Give it to me, give it to me. Which now, Jesus Christ asked Mr. Lawyer, which now of these three thinkest thou was the neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And Mr. Lawyer answered, and he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then Jesus Christ said unto him, everybody, let's go. Go and do thou likewise. Love has concern and compassion. How concerned about you? How concerned are you about people? It breaks my heart when I see pastors asking for offering before they come to preach in a church. How it concerns me. I've been preaching right now since 1995. 18 years. I've never asked somebody for a dime before preaching. I've never gone to somebody's church and collected a member's number. Never. Never. You cannot buy my love. The one who called me has been paying my bills. I came to America in 2001. My wife was already working with the United States Air Force. I did not marry her from the street. God gave her to me. I was her pastor. She was singing in the choir. Out of the girls in the choir, I saw one. I said, that one is a good woman. I took her. God showed her to me. He said, that one is your wife. The other one that is looking more fancy than her, that is not the one. This one that is not even looking fancy, you take her and make her fanciful. I was the one that taught my wife how to make up. I taught her how to dress. When she dressed, I tell her, turn around. Let me see. She turns around. I said, go change that clothes. I don't like it. Praise the Lord. I taught her everything. Why God gave her to me. When I arrived, she filed for me. I came to America in 2001. My wife filed for me. I arrived in this country. She said to me, what do you want to do? I said, I want to preach the gospel. He said, you know what? I will support you to preach the gospel until the day that God lifts you up. I entered this country. She did not allow me to work for anybody. I have not worked for any devil since I came to this America. Because a woman used her paycheck, paid the house that I live, paid the light, told me, go and read the Bible. The day I come back and you're not reading the Bible, I'll tell you to go and walk. Because of that, every time she comes back to the house, I'll go and sit down with the Bible. Woo, Jesus. Woo! Very few men will tell you the truth like that. It takes a man that loves God to tell you the truth. Till today, I've been here 13 years. I've not worked for any devil. She's still paying the bills. We have 3 children now. She's still buying their clothes, buying everything. I don't know where anything comes from. That's why I'm looking healthy. Your own. If you give somebody $5, everybody will hear. Do you see that pastor that came? Oh my God, I gave him $500. I don't know what he's doing with the money, man. You better check your medulla oblongata. Am I talking to somebody here? Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing. I said shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing. I said shout hallelujah. Number 3, love does not condemn. Love! Do you know how many preachers have left the pulpit because their members condemned them? But the members sin every day. The pastor will wipe their butt, wipe their feet. Say, don't worry about it. Pastor, the choir member was condemning. Pastor will say, no, am I not the pastor here? Don't worry about it. Love does not condemn. If I, the pastor, am not condemning you, forget about the other member. Listen to me. A sick person that goes to the hospital is better than a sick person that stays at home. The church is a spiritual hospital. No matter how much you have sinned, people of God, this is your hospital. There is no condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus. Except the day you use your mouth to deny Christ. If you have not denied Christ, you make a mistake. Get up, take a shower, and stay in the church. This is your place in the name of Jesus. Love does not condemn. Give me 1 John. I'm tired of condemnation in the church. We are looking for members, and the one that God brought, you are condemning him to go. And then you are looking for another one. And another one comes, you condemn him again to go. And then you look for another one. God will kill you and leave them. 1 John chapter 3, verse 20 to 22. Look at this. 1 John chapter 3. For if our heart condemns us, Some people are not condemned by other people. They are condemned by themselves. Because people condemn them. They accepted the condemnation and condemn themselves. Love does not condemn. Look at this. If our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. And knoweth all things. If all God knows that God should expose, no pastor will stand on the pulpit. Come on, somebody say, no pastor. No bishop. No pope. No GO. No GS. General superintendent. None of them will stand on this pulpit. Beloved, if our heart condemn us, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. Give it to me. Verse 22. Hey! And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Listen to me. Condemnation is a killer. There is how people can condemn you and you possess low self-esteem. Give me John chapter 8 verse 11. You can possess low self-esteem because of people. Condemnation. No matter how bad a case is, a doctor will treat. A doctor treats with one thing in mind. I am not the healer. I am just treating. God is a healer. But our own church, we condemn people and still expect God to walk in their lives. No way. Look at this. And she said, give me verse 10. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Had no man condemned thee? Look at it. She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Can you shout hallelujah for your Jesus? Say with me, the love of God is working in me. Say with me, the love of God is working in me. I am a lover of God, of men. The love of the Father is working in me. Number four. Is that number four? Number four, write it down. Write it down now. Thank you, Jesus. The love of God only communicates blessing. Communicates what? Blessing. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 3. Listen to me. Listen to me. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. If there is anybody that knows how to take vengeance, it is God. There is something called spiritual warfare. Please, everybody say that with me, spiritual warfare. Why God provided spiritual warfare is that you will not have physical warfare. When you are engaging in a spiritual battle, you are telling God and telling him through scriptures to fight your enemies. But when you go to somebody's house and take the person to court and fight the person, and begin to cause them physically and exchange words and fight, you are engaged in a carnal battle. And you can be wounded in the process and die and go to hell. But if somebody hits you, instead of you engaging in a physical battle, you take your knees on the ground and say, oh Lord, to whom vengeance belongs, show yourself in this matter. I cannot fight. You are a fighter. The book of Exodus chapter 15 verse 3 calls you a man of war. I am not a man of war. I'm not a child of war. You've not made provision for children of war. You have only made provision for a man of war. You are the man. I hand over the battle to you. Jehoshaphat said, you shall not need to fight in this battle. The battle is there. But you've been taking your battles by yourself. But what did I tell you tonight? Get back to John. 1 John chapter 3. What was the next point? Love communicates what? Blessings. No matter who is causing you, bless them. As you are standing with them, don't say anything. Somebody say, you are cursed. Tell them you are blessed. But when you get back to God, say, Father, it is written, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. The person has sowed a curse. Father, do your work. It's called spiritual warfare. Because somebody will not kill you and leave. and you die and go to hell or heaven, and then he cannot take care of your children. If somebody looks for your trouble physically, report him to God. Tell somebody, report them to God. Don't fight them. Keep blessing people physically. First Chronicles, what is it? First what, Peter? Chapter 3. Is that what I said? Chapter 3, verse 8. Let's go. Look at this. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be cautious. Be what? Cautious. Am I preaching well? If I'm preaching well, give me one hallelujah right now. Give me the next verse. Give me the verse. Verse 9. Verse 9 and 10. Not rendering evil for evil. Oh, somebody say, I hear that. Not rendering evil for evil, nor or railing for railing, but contrarywise, doing what? Blessing. Knowing that you are there unto God, that ye should inherit what? Blessing. When you bless somebody, you'll be blessed. You curse, you'll be cursed. So love communicates blessing. It communicates what? Blessing. We Christians are too wild. We have anger problem. You need anger management class in the church, not before an unbeliever. For you to go to an unbeliever to counsel you for anger management, your brain is upside down. Because the only person that can deliver you from anger is the one who created you. You can go to him and say, Lord, recreate me. Remake me. Scatter me, tear me down, break me, and remold me. Am I preaching to somebody here? Number 4 or number 5? What number now? Number what? Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Please write this down. Love does not change. It will does not change but continues. Love does not change but continues. It does not change. It continues. Listen to me. Love does not change. It does what? I'm not hearing. Love does not change. What does it do? I'm not hearing. You said love does not change. What does it do? Hebrews chapter 13 verse 1. Let brotherly love continue. Everybody read that on the board. Let's go. I'm not hearing. Let brotherly love do what? Give me John's Gospel 15, verse 9 to 10. John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 9 to 10. Look at this. John's Gospel 15. As the Father had loved me, so I love you. Continue ye in my love. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Somebody say, love does not change. It continues. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Quickly. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9. Look at this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Look at this. But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love who? One another. Who teaches love? And indeed, you do it towards all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase in love. How? More and number 7. Is that number 7? Number what? Say thank you, Jesus. I said, say thank you, Jesus. Say, I am a lover. I love God. I'm not gonna say I love God. Hallelujah. The love of God possesses consolation and guarantees a better life. Consolation and I'm not hearing you. The love of God. Proverbs 15. Quickly. Proverbs what? Look at verse 17. The love of God guarantees consolation. It will console you. It will console you. And it will make you feel secure. It will guarantee a better life. For me to be in this place, this is a good place for me to be. Look at this. Better is a dinner of herbs, leaves, salad, no chicken, no fish. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stall of ox steak. And hatred is there. Every day you eat steak, you eat chicken, you eat turkey, and the turkey legs are so fat. But there's hatred there. God says it's better for you to go to where you eat leaves. Your name will not change to Nebuchadnezzar. But you just stay there and eat leaves. I don't care where I am, as long as there is love. Love always guarantees a better life. Because you can be eating chicken, you cannot think well. But another person is eating leaves. Did you not observe that Daniel was eating leaves? Daniel ate leaves. And his countenance was better than those who were eating chicken. And the Bible says when they saw that his countenance was better and a leaf eater, they promoted them in the kingdom. People of God, I came here to tell somebody here, this year, your blessings will not leak. What number are we now? Number 7? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Number 7, love has confidence. See number 7. Love has confidence. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 to 21. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 to 21. Look at this. Love has confidence. When you love somebody, you are not afraid of the person. Have you read that scripture? That the wicked man runs when nobody pursues. Have you ever seen somebody in the mall and the person saw you coming, he just turned like this and was going the other side? Why his heart is not clean? Love has confidence. That's why I always tell people, before you leave a church, go to the pastor to bless you and release you. The pastor doesn't need you. You are the one that needs him. Sir, you went to university, right? Did you need your teacher or your teacher need you? You need your teacher. A pastor is a teacher, right? He said he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists. What else? Pastors and teachers for the edification. For the equipping and edification of the body. Let me tell you something. If you are a Christian and you've been a Christian for 6 months, you have never won a soul. You are a dead Christian. In our church, I told everybody, this year, I knelt down before God on the altar. I told God, I must talk to 1,000 people to come to the church. Me, the pastor, I announced to the church. I set aside the month of February and March to February, March, April, for everybody to bring only one person in 3 months. It is wickedness for you to come to a church and you are being fed and you are blessed and your neighbor has never heard about Christ and you are looking at him like that. Start praying for him. One day walk to him and say, sir, I've been praying for you. Is there any prayer need you have right now? God is leading me to come talk to you. He says, oh, yeah. Pray for me. Pray for my wife. Pray for my children. You hold his hand and bastardize his face with prayers. And after praying like that, you tell him, you know what? My pastor told me that the day I speak to you and you listen to me, I should invite you to our church. Only one service. Come, a trial will convince you. Jesus is Lord. He loves you anyhow. Don't condemn yourself. Jesus doesn't condemn. He does not condemn. It doesn't matter who condemns you. The moment you come to Jesus, you will regain self-esteem. When you run from Jesus, you lose self-esteem. And guess what? You are in the church the next 3 months. This March, April, May, everybody here, only one person. Invite only one person to the church. By the time I come back next Sunday, we'll be looking for chairs to fit in everywhere. I'm not hearing your amen. What scripture did I say we should open to? John, 1 John what? 4. Look at this. 16 to what? Look at this. And we have known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love, dwelleth in God. And God in him. That's confidence. You have God on the inside of you. You are so thick. You are so thick. You are so powerful. Nobody can touch you. Cancer cannot molest you. You will be molesting cancer. Hallelujah. You are Godful. Hallelujah. Look at this. Herein is our love made perfect, that we have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Look at this. When you have the love of God, in the realms of the spirit, you are transformed to look like God, because God is love. God is not money. God is love. So if you like seek money, me, I'm going to seek God. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth away fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Talk to me, somebody. We love him because he first loved us. Go ahead. If a man say, I love God, talk to me, and hated his brother, your brother that stole your land, your brother stole your money, your brother that cheated you and your business folded up, you are now hating him. Don't hate him. Ask God to touch his heart for him to repent, that he may know God and do the right thing. Don't hate him. I was preaching. A cousin of mine came out on the altar. He said, he raised up his hand. Pastor, I have something to say in Nigeria. And he came to the altar. I thought that he wanted to appreciate the message I was preaching. He said, listen to me. Church, good morning, church. This message today was for me. I tell you, there's somebody that wronged me. I vowed never to forgive him. I knelt down on the main road, on the street, in the middle of the road, and I swore. I said, even if I go to heaven, and God says, because of this man, you are going to hell, I will gladly go. But today, the message of Pastor Leo was for me. And today, I thank God that I have forgiven that man. I am going back to him to make peace with him. Listen to me. I have many more points to give to you, but my name is Pastor Leo Ackman, and I approve this message. God bless you.